Scano, Sago, greetings, Six Nations. Today is Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. I know summer is close and we want to be outside, but for now, we all need to stick together and keep up our physical distancing and see if the saying is true, April showers bring May flowers. Our COVID response today begins with a wellness tip. Yesterday, we talked about using music as a way of providing a moment of escape to happier times, even providing us a few moments of reflection for happy, healthy family fun. Today is Sunday, and what I would like to focus on this day is faith. Today is generally associated with gospel faith, though those who follow this faith are unable to congregate for worship services. Faith can be a powerful tool for helping us through these difficult times. If you or your family are unable to attend a worship service, here are some suggestions you can do to maintain your faith. Read and study on your own. Reach out to your house of worship and see if they are able to accommodate you. Listen to sermons on the radio, on an app, or online. Or watch live services online, on TV, or on Facebook. To maintain that sense of normalcy that we are all after, you can even dress up in your regular Sunday best if you want, just as a reminder that one day you will be with your congregation in person. We also want to say to everyone who practices your faith, no matter what path you're on, keep your faith and help it to carry us through this current situation. We want to acknowledge those who have identified the symptoms of COVID-19 and called into the assessment center. We ask everyone to remain on guard to keep the virus out of our community and out of our homes by monitoring yourselves and others for the following symptoms of COVID-19. New or worse cough, fever, sore throat, runny nose, shortness of breath, nasal congestion, difficulty swallowing, or a hoarse voice. The more testing we do, the better we can understand the impact of this virus on our community. And remember, it can take anywhere from 1 to 4 days after exposure before any person starts showing symptoms. If you are experiencing any one of these symptoms or any other new or unusual symptom, please call the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center at 226-446-9909. Or at the toll-free number 1-855-977-7737. Check out the video on Six Nations COVID-19 updates on Facebook to see what the testing process looks like. You can call the line anytime, and the nurse will carry out an assessment with you over the phone. The assessment center is open 7 days a week, and we can make arrangements if you are not able to drive to the test site. Again, the number for the assessment center toll-free is 1-855-977-7737 or locally at 226-446-9909. Remember to wash your hands frequently with soap and water and encourage others to do the same. If you can't wash your hands, then use hand sanitizer and avoid touching your face. Before we say Ona till Monday, a reminder of several things that will be starting on Monday, May 4th. National Youth Week events. You can find those on Healthy Six Nate and Six Nations Matters for the details. They're all planned for safe social distancing events throughout the week. This upcoming week is also Six Nations Mental Health Week. So watch Six Nations Matters for all the event details that you can partake of safely online. Just a reminder, I will be back tomorrow, Monday, May 4th, with updated statistics for Six Nations and surrounding area. And until then, Six Nations, keep the good mind for our frontline workers. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Nyawe.